From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the real story of an award-winning photo that wasn't what it appeared to be.
But first, yesterday's violent weather across the Midwest and Southeast has claimed at least 20 lives, with that number expected to climb today. Eight of those deaths came in the town of Enterprise, Alabama, where a tornado tore the roof off part of the town's high school just as school was letting out. That killed eight students. Joining me now from Enterprise is Kristen Taylor. She's a reporter with Alabama Public Radio. She's also a graduate of Enterprise High School back in 2002. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing? You're looking at your high school, which is more or less destroyed. What's the scene there? Describe it for me.
Right now, I can see the parking lot, and there's cars on top of cars. I can see the top of the high school where we had a brand new gymnasium built in a couple years ago, and it's completely, the roof is just completely torn off.
I understand that you're standing near a teacher at Enterprise who was actually in the building yesterday.
Yes.
Could you hand the phone to him for a moment?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Hi, you're Ben Thompson. You're an art teacher there, I understand?
Yes, I am.
And you were in the building yesterday when this tornado came through?
Yes, we were on one of the halls. We weren't on the hall that had collapsed, but pretty much, the majority of the school was severely damaged. But where we were pretty lucky. The walls did not collapse, and all the kids that were on our side were okay.
And when you came out of your building and you saw what had happened, I mean, what went through your mind?
Well, I mean, it's pretty tough. It's just a lot of devastation. You just can't imagine, something like that happening. And, just knowing that there's kids and they're hurting and needing help. And, you feel helpless sometimes when you're in there just trying to do what you can. And it's pretty rough. It's pretty tough.
Did you think it was some kind of a drill when it first happened? I mean, you must have still not really expected it, I guess.
We knew there was bad weather. I mean, I was born and raised here, and nothing like this has ever happened in my lifetime. And the kids were lined up in the halls, and when they gave us the warning that the tornado was near, the kids got down like they were supposed to and were in the halls, and you just can't prepare for something like that.
Now, as we understand it, there were eight people that died. You must have known some of those students. Do you have any thoughts on any of them?
Yes, I knew a few of them and taught some of them. My heart just goes out to their families. I can't imagine what they're going through. I just wish there was something we could have done, to save them.
Well, listen, Mr. Thompson, thank you for talking to us, and good luck. We'll be thinking about you guys.
Okay, well, thank you.
That's Ben Thompson, an art teacher at Enterprise High School in Enterprise, Alabama, where eight students died during a tornado yesterday. Hey, Kristen Taylor, are you still with us?
Yes.
Well, Kristen Taylor with Alabama Public Radio, could you just tell me, you grew up in Enterprise, I guess, right, or nearby?
I did. I have lived here since I was seven, so 1991. I'm about to turn 23, so I've been here for a while.
Tell me a little bit about the town. What do the folks do there, and is it an affluent town? Is it a middle-class town, working class?
It's middle class. A lot of military families are here. This is where a bunch of people retire, my family being one. It's a real small town. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody helps out everybody anytime there's, a situation like this especially. I've never known for this town to go through something like this.
Kristen Taylor of Alabama Public Radio talking to us from Enterprise, Alabama. Thanks, Kristen.
All right, thank you.